Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
Monday morning, but a pretty good one for Padres fans, I must say. It is Ben and Woods getting you started on the flagship 97.3 The Fan, and what a great couple of hours we've got coming up for you. At 7:35, we had the privilege, Woods, of talking to Joe Musgrove on the phone this weekend from Texas. Had a little time to reflect and absorb everything that happened after the no-hitter. And we will have that interview for you coming up at 7:35 on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. And then an hour from now, AJ Cassaville covering this team. Now 7-3 on the season is going to be with us with his thoughts as well. In and around, don't do this. About to play a little take on Woods in a couple of minutes. Should be a good, solid start to the week, my friend.
I am, this should be a really fun week. Four against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then the Dodgers come to town Friday night. It's going to be a blast. It's just going to be incredible. Can't wait.
Yeah, the four.
It's a division rival.
Yeah, that's thanks. Dave Roberts acknowledging that the Padres are, in fact, a division rival.
Yep.
And that he has orchestrated his pitching rotation
as such
to get his three best pitchers on the mound against the Padres this weekend with Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw, and Trevor Bauer scheduled to go in those three games. Jace Tingler has not done anything yet. All he is committed to is today, Yu Darvish on the mound, tomorrow, Blake Snell on the mound, and if they remain on their normal rest, they would
in fact
pitch on Saturday and Sunday against the Dodgers in their following starts. I don't expect any of that to change, assuming everyone stays healthy. Now, of course, not everyone is healthy. Adrian Morejon went down yesterday with a tightness in his forearm and elbow. He's getting examined today. I got to figure, though, at the very least, he's probably not going to be able to make his turn in the rotation this week. So the Padres will have some juggling to do, whether that means activating Denelson Lamet from the injured list for his first start of the season. Jace Tingler was very adamant that no circumstances will force them into using Denelson Lamet before they think he is ready.
That's what I feared yesterday when I saw that. I went, man, please don't rush this guy back. There's no reason to rush a guy back in April. It would be nice. Wouldn't it be nice to get his first start back and he's feeling 100% against the Dodgers on Friday night? I mean, that's a possibility. Anything's possible. Friday night is a big question mark for the Padres.
You know, and it also could depend on how fresh the bullpen comes out of the Pittsburgh series with you know, all these 17 games in 17 days, and you just had to use 8 1/3 from the bullpen yesterday. If the bullpen is taxed, you can't assume Denelson Lamet's going to be able to give you more than, I think, 4 or 5 at the most in his first start of the year. I know he's thrown, you know, 50-60 pitches at the alternate training site as he works his way up and is playing in those, you know, games that they've got going in Arizona right now. But you can't count on him to go deep into a game.
No.
So if your bullpen's already kind of been worn out from a bunch of games in a row, and if they need him a bunch on Thursday and Friday in Pittsburgh, I don't know that Denelson Lamet's the right choice. Now, if you got a really fresh bullpen, I love the idea. Hey, Denelson, give us everything you can for 3-4 innings, and then we've got what's been the best bullpen in baseball, fresh and locked in and coming in to maybe win that first game of the series. I love that plan. I really do, but it kind of depends on what happens over these next few games in Pittsburgh.
You know, Blake Snell and Yu Darvish, they need to do their jobs. I fully expect them to today and tomorrow. And then the offense. The offense needs to give us a little, you know, they're winning some close games right now against some teams. You know, in my opinion, they should be putting up a few more runs on. And listen, I think Pittsburgh's a really good place to get healthy. And hopefully that's exactly what's on the menu for the San Diego Padres, is getting healthy, getting right, offense feeling locked in these next four games.
Now, the Pirates had lost six in a row until the last 2 days, when they actually beat up on the Cubs pretty good, 8-2 and 7-1. Today, the Padres will face Oceanside's Trevor Cahill, who's making his second start of the year. It's a 3:35 first pitch here on 97.3 The Fan. So 2:35 pregame show. Cahill got beat up by the Cincinnati Reds in his first start. Gave up 9 hits and 7 runs in 4 innings. So, you know, the Padres offense, which is still looking to break out. I mean, they had the okay. We called for 8 runs on Saturday. They gave us 7. Other than that, though, you know, squeaking by with 3 and 2 and 3 and 2 and 1 most games over this last week and a half. Really a chance, hopefully, in this series to get some runs on the board against the Pittsburgh Pirates, get some momentum that you bring back to Petco Park to face the Dodgers. I do not want to go into a Dodgers series facing Bueller, Kershaw, and Bauer, having just rolled in with, you know, even if you win 3 out of 4, 2-1, 3-1. No, let's start seeing some offense and some run production by the San Diego Padres this week.
Let's make sure that flight home is a happy one, and guys have boosted their average 100 points and have hit a few more bombs and stolen a few more bags and made a few more great plays, and the starters have gone deep into games. Let's get that. Let's get greedy and ask for just utter domination in these next four games.
The flight to Pittsburgh certainly looked like a happy one. Did you see some of the pictures of the guys relaxing? Yu Darvish had
his mask on.
His eye mask on.
So did Musgrove.
Plenty of rest on the way over to Pittsburgh.
I'm all about an eye mask.
Are you?
100%.
Keeps your eyes from getting puffy.
I use it to block out light. I don't like light.
You can do that as well.
Yeah.
So you can sleep during the day.
But I never do. I used to have one. I don't have one anymore. I'm not allowed.
Especially on an airplane.
Oh, it's the best. The best.
Very nice.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what you do.
All right. Well, instead of an eye mask, you get earplugs for this game. It is time to take on Woods. Let's go.
Take on
Woods.
Woods.
All right, it's our daily game of musical trivia. One tier one listener taking on Woodsy for the chance to enter into our grand prize drawing, which this month is a private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, largest sports book in the world, $250 food and beverage credit, so you're going to have a good time while you're there, and of course, a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun, and we've got Art, who's taking his chances today on Take on Woods. Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
All right, do you know anything about music? We had a little trouble with our contestants last week.
That was bad.
I know a little bit.
All right, I think you've got a chance then today. So Woodsy has left the studio. He's gone to his isolation soundproof booth. You'll get 5 questions. You'll get 1 minute. Then Woodsy will come back. You'll get the same 5 questions. If you can tie him, we'll enter you into the drawing. But really going for the win and beating Woods is what this is all about. So, Pauly, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Art, if you want to pass and go back to a question that you don't know the answer to, you can do so if we have time at the end. We'll start with our 2 second songs category. Paul will play you 2 seconds of a well-known hit. You'll have to name both the artist and the song title to get it right. Your 60 seconds, Art, starts when Paul hits the music, which is going to happen right now.
Spiderweb.
All right, who said no, no, no about efforts to get her into rehab in her 2006 hit of the same name?
Amy Winehouse.
Iggy Pop recorded the song No Fun as part of which band that broke up in the mid-1970s?
The Stooges.
The song No Quarter showcases which keyboarder for Led Zeppelin, who shares his name with a famous 18th century sailor?
Bonham.
Which big-time Phoenix sports fan recorded 1973's No More Mr. Nice Guy?
Alice Cooper?
Yep, three. Not bad. Not bad, not bad Art. Hang on. You have a chance in this one. So the ones you missed, you got Amy Winehouse, you got the Stooges, and you got Alice Cooper. The song, the two-second ditty, that was Just a Girl by No Doubt.
You think he gets that one?
I don't know. That's why I'm not sure about that. And then the keyboarder for Led Zeppelin is John Paul Jones. So I don't know what Woodsy's going to know about these five, but he's going to come back in here. Going to get those same five questions, the same 60 seconds, and we'll see if he can beat Art today on a Monday on Woods. Ready to go, Woods?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start with a two-second song. Of course, we need both the name of the song and the artist. Your time will start when Paul hits the music, which will happen right now.
Just a Girl, No Doubt.
Who said no, no, no about efforts to get her into rehab in her 2006 hit of the same name?
Amy Winehouse.
Iggy Pop recorded the song No Fun as part of which band that broke up in the mid-1970s?
The Stooges.
The song No Quarter showcases which keyboarder for Led Zeppelin who shares his name with a famous 18th century sailor?
John Paul Jones.
Which big-time Phoenix sports fan recorded 1973's No More Mr. Nice Guy?
Paul, how much time do I have left?
You got 33 seconds if you want to take...
Don't torture Art here.
Oh, I don't need it. I just wanted to say that that answer is Alex... Alice Cooper.
Let's go to the judges.
It's Alice Cooper, and that would be 5 for 5 on the day.
5 for 5.
Art.
Art got 3.
More like fart.
Art got 3. Did a good job.
Nailed it.
Yeoman's work, but Woods, you were just too tough today.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if you'd get Just a Girl, if it would come to you. Sometimes you start thinking and you have to sing the whole song out before you get to the...
Girl.
She got that one pretty fast. Well, Art, thank you very much for trying.
Sorry,
playing,
fart.
But, we remain without a qualifier this month. What happens when the month ends and we don't have a prize to get? We can't give away the prize. We just
do like caller
give
9.
It away.
Caller 9.
Qualified. So,
I don't know.
Opens up the door for everybody.
It's a good way to start
you
the week right there.
You didn't have trouble with any of them.
No.
But if I make him any harder, I just feel like I'm not giving the listeners a chance. You're really putting me in a quandary here, Woods.
That was the whole point.
Do you notice the theme to the questions?
Girls? No doubt.
No.
Oh,
fun, no
hitters!
Quarter,
you son
no
of a look at you,
Mr. Guy, nice guy. It was all about no
assassin
no's.
Assassin over here.
That is amazing. I did not even pick
on
up on
take
that.
On Woods today.
Yes, that's
every
really...
question had the word no in it.
That's a bit that they used to do on a station I used to listen to back in Dallas. They would play 3 songs in a row, right, in their entirety, and then you had to call the DJ and guess what the theme was. And it was really, I mean, it got like, you would sit there and go, what, is it green? What is it? Like, is it green? Is that the theme? It was really cool.
Why don't we just do that?
We could do...
What, 3 songs?
But we could do
4 minutes a song?
We could do...
That's 12 minutes. That's a full segment.
We could do 3 sports discussions in a row and then figure out what the common thread was for all 3.
Baseball.
Is it Padres?
It's baseball.
Is it baseball?
It's probably going to be baseball. Whew, man, that was fun.
All right.
I feel alive right now.
You have no... You can't see... You're not listening in, are you? You have a secret... Secret earphones or anything? No, I don't.
The
I don't,
fact
I think,
that you would just, even ask me is
just making. I'm just assuring the listeners out there that this game is on the up and up.
The fact that you would ask me that is it's embarrassing.
I really, I'm trying hard. I want you to lose.
I know you
Woods.
Do.
I really
that's the
do.
Weird thing. Everybody wants me to lose so badly
because I want the listeners to win.
I know. I mean, that's
cheering
kind of
for our tier ones.
The point of the game is to let listeners win, but I just I don't have it in me.
We've been playing for nearly 3 months. You've been beaten legitimately
one time. If you don't trust me, is there another way? Like
no, I trust you.
All right, I swear on my children, I would never cheat.
You couldn't act. I mean, I would know right away if you were just play acting.
Yeah,
like you didn't know some of the answers. You're very legit. All right, we got Don't Do This coming up next, and a big controversy last night on the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball game,
my
Woods.
God, what are they doing? I'm going to throw the umpires in against Manny Machado as well. It's going to be an umpire-heavy Don't Do This.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.